with Keturah Mudonga.
Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has paid tribute to the late clerk of the National Assembly, Roy Ngulube, for his dedicated service to the National Assembly and the nation at large. Speaking during the funeral church service held at the Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross, Mrs. Nalumango has described Mr. Ngulube's passing as both a shock and a great loss to the country. She has praised his work ethic, noting that he was a committed public servant whose legacy will live on.
As government, we received the sad news of the demise of Mr. Ngulube with a deep sense of shock. Mr. Ngulube passed away, as we know, on the 7th of April 2025 in Uzbekistan after a short illness. Mr. Ngulube was more than a clerk of the National Assembly. He was the epitome of parliamentary service. He was also a steadfast guardian of parliamentary practice and procedure.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, echoed similar sentiments, stating that Mr. Ngulube's death is a significant loss to the institution. She has noted his strong work ethic and dedication to public service should serve as an example for others in government.
It is with a deep sorrow that I address you as we mourn and put to rest our dear colleague, the late Mr. Roy Ngulube, a distinguished and dedicated servant of our institution. For us who were with him in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and saw how energetic and full of life he was hours before his sudden death, which subsequently took his life, we are still in extreme shock, and his demise has hit us badly. Death has not only taken away a genuine colleague, but a committed and dedicated public servant.
And speaking through a representative, the widow of the late Mr. Ngulube, Miss Betty Mwewa, said his passing has left a deep void in the family. She has described him as a hard-working and devoted family man who will be missed dearly. The Court of Appeal has dismissed an application by Kongola Copper Mines, KCM PLC, aimed at halting the execution and sale of its seized assets by Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, which is seeking to recover an $11.8 million debt. Court of Appeal Judge Anesi Banda Bobo ruled that KCM's application was improperly before the court and should have first been filed with the High Court, which had issued the initial enforcement order. She also discharged an ex parte stay that had temporarily paused the sale of the seized assets. The ruling stems from a debt dispute under the creditor scheme of arrangement. On June 28, 2024, the Lusaka High Court ordered KCM to pay CE's $6 million debt. After KCM failed to comply within the 10-day deadline, CEC secured a right of Feira Facias on March 17, 2025, allowing the Sheriff of Zambia to seize KCM's property to enforce payment. CEC then applied to the Court of Appeal to discharge the ex parte stay that KCM had obtained on March 18, 2025, pending the outcome of an appeal regarding its classification under the creditor's scheme. However, the court found that KCM failed to demonstrate any special circumstances to justify bypassing the High Court as required under Order 59, Rule 14.4 of the Rules of the Supreme Court. The court has noted that KCM had not previously sought a stay in the High Court, nor explained why doing so would have been impractical. Judge Banda Bobo concluded that the Court of Appeal lacked jurisdiction to hear the matter, as it was the High Court that issued the original writ of execution. This is according to a statement issued by Copperbelt Energy Communications Unit. The woman who was raped and murdered in Lusaka's Garden House compound has been identified as 24-year-old Dinus Nachula, a resident of the same area. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says the incident occurred on Sunday, April 13, 2025, in Garden House compound. Mr. Hamonga has stated that the identification was made by the victim's brother, Richard Siame, 52, a warrant officer with the Zambia Army, who also resides in the area. He says preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Nachula was last seen alive at Asmara nightclub, located within the compound and near the scene where her body was later discovered. Mr. Hamonga has further disclosed that witness statements have been recorded and added to the case file. He says while no arrests have been made so far, investigations are ongoing to determine the circumstances surrounding her death and to bring the perpetrators to justice.
We wish to confirm that the deceased has since been identified as Ms. Dennis Nachula, age 24, of Garden House Compound in Lusaka. The identification was made by her brother, Richard Siame, age 52, a warrant officer with Zambia Army, also residing in the Garden House. Further information gathered reveals that the deceased was last seen while drinking beer at Asmara nightclub located within Garden House compound, which is in close proximity to where the body was later discovered. Statements from witnesses have since been recorded and added to the docket. At this stage, no arrests have been made. However, investigations are actively ongoing to establish the circumstances leading to her death and to bring the suspects to justice.
Government has officially welcomed a high-level delegation from the African Union Commission as preparations intensify for the upcoming Third Pan-African Implementation and Partnership Conference on Water and Sanitation, scheduled to take place from May 27th to 29th of 2025 in Lusaka. Speaking when African Union Commissioner for Agriculture, Rural Development, Blue Economy and Sustainable Environment, Moses Vilakati, paid a courtesy call on him, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has described the visit as timely and deeply significant, noting that it underscored the AU's strong commitment to promoting sustainable water and sanitation solutions across Africa. Engineer Nzovu has emphasized that the Pan-AFCON 3 would be more than just a conference, as it will serve as a pivotal platform for shaping the future of water and sanitation in Africa and beyond.
We believe Pan-AFCON 3 will provide a powerful platform to assess our progress, shape policy, and most important, drive the necessary action to achieve our targets. The chosen theme, assuring inclusive and climate resilient water security and sanitation for the Africa we want, speaks to the core of our collective aspirations under Agenda 2063. It reflects our understanding that access to water and sanitation is not a standalone issue. It is interlinked with health, it is interlinked with food security, education, industrial development, environmental sustainability, and indeed, very important, social equity.
And African Union Commissioner for Agriculture, Rural Development, Blue Economy and Sustainable Environment, Moses Vilakati, has commended Zambia's leadership and commitment to advancing the water and sanitation agenda.
Let me also commend you as you took me this morning on the progress that you have already made in the organization of the Pan-African Conference on Water, which is to take place in May 27th to 29th, which is around the corner. I was very impressed with the progress that we have already done, and I wish we had to put our heads together so that to encourage you to do even more.
Meanwhile, Zambia's ambassador to Ethiopia and permanent representative to the African Union and UNECA, Rose Sakala, has reaffirmed Zambia's readiness to host a successful and action-oriented conference.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.